Hi there. First off, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio. This is Kimberly Springer, aka Vision Coach Kim. And for a few moments, I want to talk to you on the topic of how to silence negative nagging thoughts. How to silence negative nagging thoughts. You know those little nagging things we get from time to time? Well, we're going to talk about that. And I pray that this audio blesses you and gives you something practical you can use to be an overcomer in this area. If you're like most of us, you are a seeker. You're a seeker of solutions to your problems. You're a seeker of success, a seeker of more, a seeker of your purpose, more clarity. You name it, most of us are in pursuit of something. Well, in our pursuit, we're sure to encounter answers, advice. People are going to give us advice and tips and solutions to what we're seeking, what we're looking for. And if you've been tuned in lately to the messages on how to live a better life, how to become more successful, I'm sure you've heard a common message. And the common message that I'm referring to is the power of our thoughts. There is a lot out now about controlling our thoughts and watching what we think about. I'm sure you've heard some of it. The Bible even says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And you know what? This is true. I'm not here to debate that at all. It is true. What we think is what we become. And I think most of us know this. We know this already. We know that the quality of our thoughts dictate the quality of our lives. But the issue is the execution of this. How can we think quality thoughts when we have negative, nagging thoughts? You know, we can have good intentions and say, I'm going to think positive. And, you know, we say, I'm not going to think negative about a situation. But we've all been there when those good intentions are short-lived. And before we know it, we're entertaining negative thoughts, which, if given the liberty, will nag at us. Okay, now this is what I mean by nagging. I'm going to give you an example. Negative nagging thoughts. They greet you when you wake up in the morning, reminding you of your unchanging situation. Nagging you at breakfast, saying, hey, I'm still here. You know this bill over here you got to pay? Hey, what you going to do about me? Nagging you at lunchtime. Nagging you at dinner time. While you're watching tea popping up in your head. And even as we lay our head down to rest, the negative nagging thought is still there, like, hey, I'm still here. What you gonna do about me? And if you are a person that sleeps well, you may get a break from this nagging. You'll go to sleep. The negative thought will go and sit over in the corner. Sit there waiting, taking a little short break so we can be ready to start all over again in the morning to greet you when you wake up. Those are negative nagging thoughts. You know, I remember a time when I was at my lowest and it seemed like the negative thoughts were screaming in my ear when I woke up and when I went to bed. The only time they weren't nagging me was when I was very busy. The busier I kept myself, the better. And I'm going to share with you what I did to silence those negative thoughts. It's pretty simple, actually, and you can use it to silence your negative thoughts. Here's what I did. I can remember the nights vividly. It seemed like that's when they were the loudest. The negative thoughts seemed to be the loudest at night. They were loud in the morning too, but they were screaming at me in the nighttime. That was a tough night season for me. The thoughts were relentless. They were brutal. They weren't kind at all. And I really can't emphasize to you how terrible they were. But let's just say that these thoughts were not in my best interest. Didn't care about me. They wanted my demise. It was a real battle within, and it was almost a physical fight as I would put my hand over my mouth to not allow it to give voice to the negative thoughts, because I believe that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. Honestly, it was a battle. But here's what I did to silence those negative nagging thoughts. Are you ready? I opened my mouth. I spoke. We'll get to what I spoke about in a minute, but I want to show you how opening your mouth and speaking silences thoughts. So here's a quick exercise I want you to do. For about a minute or less, I'm going to give you something to think about, okay? And then I'm going to have you say something. So follow me, follow my prompts, okay? You ready? On the count of three, I want you to say the letters of the alphabet only in your mind. You will just say them silently in your mind. Okay? Say the alphabet silently in your mind on the count of three. One, two, three. Now say beautiful. What happened to your thoughts about the alphabet when you said beautiful? What happened? The thought stopped. When you spoke, the thought stopped to hear what you were saying. In order to stop negative nagging thoughts, you have to open your mouth and say something. Now, if you need to do that exercise over again, go ahead and do it again. But open your mouth and say something. Your words will stop negative nagging thoughts. Don't let them run rampant in your mind. Silence them with your words. Now, your power lies in what you choose to speak. Because as I said earlier, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So you can open your mouth and say something that doesn't bring life. You can say, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm sick and tired. Oh, this is getting on my nerves. Oh, I can't take this anymore. Those things don't cultivate an environment of life. So you have to be careful and selective about what you choose to speak when you open your mouth. Are you going to feed the negative thought, or are you going to silence it? So there are several things that you can say. You can make a declaration. You can make an affirmation. You can make a prophecy. You can cry out to God. There are many things. And as I was saying in my night season, I began to prophesy to my future. All that was within me wanted to agree with the negative thoughts and say, yes, you're right. But as I said, it was like a physical fight. I had to put my hand over my mouth and say, I will not give voice to these negative nagging thoughts. And when I began to open my mouth and speak, my thoughts stopped to hear what I was saying. So open your mouth and say something to silence those negative nagging thoughts. We're going to speak a little bit more about this topic so that you can choose words that bring life. But I want to leave this one thought with you. What we think is what we become. So this is just the first step. You have to silence the negative thoughts so that you can begin to think on the right thoughts and the thoughts that are going to give you the result you want. But some of us can't get to that step because of the thoughts that nag us day in and day out. So you silence those thoughts with your words, speaking life. And then you begin to think about what it is that you want. Now, thank you so much for joining me again. Nothing you hear once or read once is permanent. I want you to remember that. Nothing sticks unless you take action. Knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. You have to go out and do it. You have to go out and do something. Test and prove. Test and prove. This is how you change your life. So the next time you have a negative thought, open your mouth and speak life. Thanks for joining me, and I will speak to you guys next time.